check, baby, 1, 2, 3, 4. Check, baby, 1, 2, 3. Check, baby, 1, 2. Check, baby, 1. They call the rump shaker.
So we're talking to Jen today.
Yes.
It's the Deep Dive Podcast. Jeff and Jen, Rich and Tim know what to do. The Deep Dive Podcast. We're going to dive deep on Q102.
This is the Deep Dive Podcast.
Woo-hoo.
Jen, first question every time.
All right.
Your favorite moment behind the scenes this past week?
It's probably always for me going to be a conversation that would never make it to the radio.
Mm-hmm.
And we had one of those about something that Jeff did like way back when he and I were first running around together when we were like 25 years old.
And so this was before you had the show. This is when you had your midday show and he was the afternoon show.
Right.
At this party station in Florida.
Right. And okay. We were just really good friends and we were running around together all the time and partying together all the time. And I was with Fun Robbie at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And Fun Robbie got me and Jeff on occasion into some really interesting
shenanigans.
Yeah, shenanigans and situations. And there was this one particular thing that I don't know if it was me or Fun Robbie, talked Jeff into. And it's just wildly funny. And we had the discussion off the air because we were wondering if it was a conversation we could have on the air. So I don't want to reveal. It's first of all, it's Jeff's secret to reveal.
Okay.
Not mine.
Okay.
But just to hear him tell the story. And what I think I really loved about the conversation is, I don't know, Jeff has changed and evolved so much, like we all have,
mm-hmm.
you know. But we've known each other for 25 years. And there was a time where it would not even be a consideration for him. Like, there would be no way in hell this conversation would ever make it to the radio. And now he's totally open to having the conversation. He's just wondering if it's too much information.
So right? What do you think that is that's changed about him?
I think, you know, he's just gotten so much more comfortable in his skin and he doesn't really care so much what other people think.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that used to be really hard. I think that's hard for all of us.
I would
in
agree.
In the beginning. I mean, and for some people till the very end of their career. I mean, it's been said that people get into radio are super insecure, and that the reason that we do it is because we need the attention. We like the attention. We want people to like us. We want people to see us as whatever it is it may be, whether it's smart, funny.
I could buy into a little bit of that.
Right. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. That what we're doing is we're seeking the attention to make us feel better about ourselves.
Or in addition to creating an image that you are in control of.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
That you are driving.
Absolutely.
Not your peers.
Yeah. And the beauty of that, when we first got into radio, that was before
social media.
And it was before, I mean, for us, it was before email, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So we really did have the power to control our image and control what got out there and how it got out there. And so, it's just really fascinating how it has all changed.
Do you think that he will share that story?
I think he will.
Because I know pull the curtain back even more than the Deep Dive podcast, is we have a new segment starting in the next little bit here.
Uh-huh.
If it hasn't already started by the time this Deep Dive podcast posts, but the segment will expose an occasional secret or two.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or something that we just haven't shared.
Right.
Or you might not know about each one of us.
Yeah.
So you think he will share this?
I think it'll happen sometime. Yeah, I think so. Because it's just too freaking funny.
So we have an email, Jen.
All right.
Someone sent this to me. Her name's Julie.
Yeah.
And she wants to know, because on the last podcast, we said if anyone has any questions, send them in. If you have a question, you can send one in like Julie did. Just send it to Tim at WKRQ.com or Jeff and Jen at WKRQ.com. This is from Julie. She wants to know, she says she doesn't care who answers this, so today you're getting this one.
Okay.
What do you think the misconceptions people have about each one of us?
The misconceptions?
Mm-hmm. Like, if you could pick one.
Oh, my God.
One misconception about each one of us, what do you think that would be?
That is a hard.
Just work your way around the room. What do you think there's a misconception about Fritch?
I would say maybe that she's dingy. And she is. I mean, that's absolutely true, but she's also very smart.
Yeah, I'd agree with that.
Yeah, she's very smart. Maybe that you're a little shy sometimes and reserved.
I think I am. Is that a misconception? I don't know if that's a misconception.
Well, you see, that's the thing, is it's like, it may be true, but it's not the whole you, mm-hmm. because I would say that you can be very, very much so that way, but you can also be extraordinarily honest and self-revealing and funny and loud and crazy. You know, that part of you definitely exists, even if you don't always unleash it on the
sure.
show.
Okay.
And of course, I love it.
You
when
love
you
it when
unleash
I unleash
it. Yes.
Yeah.
When you go on your rants just bring me to my knees because it's just so funny.
Tim Very Unleashed.
Funny. Tim Unleashed. I know. That really should be a bit where you have.
Give me a topic and I just go.
And you just. Because you can do it.
That could be funny.
You could do it. Oh, man. What about Jeff? If you could think of the misconception, I can tell you why it's wrong.
Yeah. Is that because you've done a bunch of worksheets on Jeff?
I know. I can turn anything around. I don't know. Do you think people might think that he doesn't like children or that he is, you know, because he's so calm and rational all the time, that do people think that maybe, you know, he's not like a deep feeling kind of guy, that he's more. I would say that he absolutely does like kids. He may not always know what to do with them, but he finds them wildly entertaining.
Mm-hmm, especially when they get older.
Yeah, yeah.
He can take them out to dinner.
Yeah. Teach them how to drive.
Yeah.
And then what was the other thing that I said that maybe that he's maybe a little cold and unfeeling? I would say that isn't true about him either, that when his heart gets touched, mm-hmm. he is one of the most tender people.
You know.
I know.
Yeah. Yep, I've seen it.
Yeah.
Now, what about you? What do you think the biggest misconception is about you?
Because probably what most everybody thinks about me is true.
You need to go see Diana.
I do.
Our medium
I
friend.
Do. Because I bet something will totally come up from a previous life.
Because you've talked to a different medium.
I have a bunch of them.
I don't know. The
over
title,
the years.
But they told you you were a Chinese empress.
Yes, I was.
So, I mean, maybe that's where you and I cross paths, because Diana said that I was a Jesuit priest from Italy.
Really?
Who traveled the Silk Road and spent time in China embracing their culture, writing about it, sending it back to Europe, and ended up staying, living, and dying in China.
I bet that's it.
Boom.
I bet we go that far.
You were
back.
My empress probably
happen.
At that point.
Maybe.
Things haven't changed.
Nope.
Lastly, what's next? Look into your Jeff and Jen crystal ball in the next 6 months. What do you see?
What do I see? Well, I am going to be starting a podcast soon. When do you want to come over to my house and set up all my podcast equipment in my basement?
Let's pick a day in the next week or two.
Okay, that'd be awesome.
Okay.
Because I'm going to start the first podcast I'm going to start is going to be At Home with Autism. And so it'll be a podcast not just about, because here's the thing. At Home with Autism, let me give you a quick rundown here.
Okay.
And this also is not fully rehearsed. So to live at home with autism, you have to really become at home with autism. And that means to become really, really comfortable with everything that a diagnosis like that entails. And in order to become really, really comfortable with that, I had to become really, really comfortable with everything about myself.
Mm-hmm.
And so this podcast isn't going to be just about autism. It's much bigger, because it is bigger than just one person with autism or just people with autism. It really is about all of us and how we are in the world.
Okay.
So that's going to be starting as soon as you come over and set up the equipment.
Okay. You send me some days. I'll see what's open. You send me some dates. I'll see what's open and we'll lock it in.
And I'll have my mom make you some apricot cookies.
Sure. Deal. Deal.
That's your payment.
Kind of share.
When do I get to ask you questions?
After Jeff goes.
Okay. Because you know I like to ask questions.
I certainly do.
It's one of my favorite things. Well, you would probably rather have Jeff interview you than me, wouldn't you?
Care who. We're going to do this every week.
Tough. So well, too bad.
Every 4 weeks, someone can talk to me about whatever.
There you go.
Well, that's it for today.
Well, thanks for your time.